Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Ryan Ritter, UT Martin Skyhawks now. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal. It's funny. It does sound a little different for you to say the Skyhawks, but yeah, I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
Let me ask you, man, you're kind of in a weird situation, brother, where you didn't coach at all this year, man, for us game-wise. So how is that for you, just being a coach, being the way you are, man, not to be able to coach games this past season, man?
Well, I think you said it. You know, we coached, just didn't get a chance to do it in the game. So, this particular year, our Bethune-Cookman decided to opt out, and it was challenging. You know, you're the leader of these young men, and they're facing all kinds of different emotions. You know, it's disappointment, it's anger, it's the unknown of what's next. And so for us, you know, it was probably the biggest coaching job we did was guiding them through, some of the more emotional times of their life. And obviously it hurt. It was disappointing not to compete. We loved it. We loved to tip it up and get after each other. But ultimately, I think we, it was a growing experience for our staff. And I think our guys handled it absolutely as well as they could.
And Ryan, tell me about this, man. Bethune, the great city of Daytona in Florida, coming to Martin, man. Tell us about what appealed you to the UT Martin, the Skyhawks, man, and coming up here to OVC Conference now, leading these Skyhawks here going forward, buddy.
Yeah, it's such a good question. And obviously, I'm from Daytona and that place is so special to me. But it was really two things. And it was the leadership of our athletic director, Kurt McGuffin, and also our chancellor, Dr. Keith Carver. That their vision, their leadership of where they want to take Tennessee Martin, not just as a basketball program, but as an institution, coupled with the fact that this town is really special. We've been here for 3 days now, I think, 4 days. And just the unwavering support and welcoming of not just myself, but our staff, our family, really has a chance to make this place special because of the small town feel and the impact that I think basketball can play. It's got a chance to be a really special situation.
And pros that came out of UT Martin. I can remember Lester Hudson played for the Grizzlies for a while there. I came out of right there. And you're close to Memphis, close to Nashville. You can get to places real fast and give them to Martin and where they can come and focus on basketball only. No distractions. Mm-hmm. No, in Atlanta, we got a lot of things left to do in Atlanta here, as you know, Coach. So yeah. Coming to Martin, it's all about basketball education, man.
No, you got it right. And I think, obviously, Martin, we're 2.5 hours from Nashville, 2 hours from Memphis. We've got, close proximity to St. Louis. There's so many areas that we can recruit regionally with just hopping in a car. And you said it. That's what makes this place special, though, is when you get on campus, one, it's a beautiful campus. We've got a nice big arena. But the thing that when you get on campus, you get to focus on your craft, whether that be basketball, whether it be volleyball, whether that be academics, whether that be, you're right here and there isn't a lot of outside distractions. And I think, you have a great chance to really create meaningful relationships with those people on and off campus.
And what's good about this job for you is like, it's not in a totally bad spot. Plus you've built the program. You've been at JUCO level where it's even harder than it is at the D1 low major level. So like for you, building a program is like signature to you. Your dad's a coach as well. So it's like for you, man, building this thing up the right way, you know how to do it already. So I feel like you're in a good spot to get JUCO guys, transfer guys, fifth year guys, and high school guys as well who want to come to Martin and build on becoming a better man, a better player, get a good degree from UT Martin as well.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. And I think, one thing that I got to say, obviously, this place had major tragedy last year. And, I didn't know Coach Stewart great, but, I do know that he was a great man. And everyone speaks so highly of his character and the impact that he had on people. And so, we're still in a little bit of mourning phase here where we've got to, we've got to pay our respects. And we're in a spot where we've got to transition to build a program. And although – the wins and losses are important. It's building it the right way. And you said it, we'll take some 4-4 transfers. We'll take some junior college transfers. We'll get into the grassroots and take some high school guys. But ultimately it's about building this thing the right way. And I've been fortunate to take over a program that was struggling a little bit at Daytona State and win 4 championships there. We took over a program that had struggled a little bit at Bethune-Cookman and ultimately won a championship and had 3 really successful years. And, I know we got a lot of work ahead of us, but I know we've hired a great staff. I know we've got the support of administration, and, I think this place can be really, really, really special, hopefully sooner here than later.
And what are your thoughts about the league at OVC? As you know, I went to Tennessee State, so I know the league at backwards and forwards, but you got to deal with the Belmonts of the world, Casey Alexander's of the world, John Pelfrey up there, Preston Spratling and Moorhead State, kind of in your where you were born in that area up there, man. So Matt McMahon. So, I mean, from top to bottom, the league is tough. There's no easy outs in the OVC. So, tell us about your plan of the action there, getting used to all these guys, and how they coach, and how the players play.
Yeah, that's the part that's just so exciting. You know, I was born in Lexington, Kentucky. So the OVC, you know, to I mean, I'm a head coach in the OVC. I got to pinch myself every once in a while to make sure this thing's real and I don't wake up and I'm somewhere else. But you said it, man. We got great coaches. We got great basketball, skilled guys that can really shoot it. You know, this is a league that has won games in the NCAA tournament. Teams that have produced NBA players, teams that have stayed in the top 25 at times. So, you know, the league is got great respect, great coaches. You know, we're fired up to try to put together a roster. We obviously got a lot of work to do there. But, you know, we're fired to crank it up and compete against some of the best teams in the country.
How cool has it been to meet your new guys? I mean, you know, when a coaching change happens, you know, it's always like, who is this guy? We trust him. So how's that been building the bond with your young men when it gets kind of learning your vision, your mission for this program going forward?
Well, to be honest, this one's been a little different. You know, when I was at Daytona State, we were able to retain, I think three or four guys. No, three guys. And when I was at Bethune-Cookman, we were able to retain four guys. And, you know, because of, I think, multiple things, but because of the tragedy and, you know, the transfer portal, you know, there's really only been, you know, one or two guys that I've been able to meet on campus, unfortunately, or fortunately, for their sake that, you know, there was 17 members already in the transfer portal when I got the job. So, you know, we're building a relationship with the guys that have a major interest and same vision, that we may have for UT Martin, and we'll continue to build that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's we're going to recruit the guys that are currently on our roster, but recruit the guys that we're trying to bring to our roster. So it's been a little unique with the COVID stuff as well, but it's been a good transition.
I hear that, man, because like you said, Martin is a cool place. You know, I have friends who go to UT Martin, they graduate from there, UT Martin. I would go up there on some off weekends from Tennessee State, so I know all about Martin. I know how it's a dry county, too, go to full Kentucky. I know the secrets of Martin, Tennessee, man. I know about it, man. So for anybody listening, kids, just give Coach Ritter a chance, man. He's a good guy. I endorse him. You know, if he's on my show, I endorse him, so you know.
Hey, there you go. I appreciate you. That means a lot.
Yeah, so you got to go talk to him and have fun with that, man. Somebody ask his coach, and like I said, being OVC, like the league is such a great league, and you know, you guys are now down to 10 members now, but it's still the core is still there. And I feel like, you know, the traveling, the CMOs, I mean, come, I East Illinois' new coach now, so the league is on a great spot, you know, and Murray's always good. So I feel like taking this job, man, leaving the MEAC and going to the SWAC Bethune is, you coming to OVC, man, being the guy where you're from, Lexington, man, come on, this is perfect job for you, man. People ask, why did he leave? Look at the math. The math is what it is. So like, it's a good job for my man. He'll do well there.
Yeah, no, you hit it. I mean, that's what's so cool about the league is, you know, all everything's driving distance. So you've got a lot of, you know, regional rivalries. You got people that really care, a lot of smaller towns that, you know, Tennessee Martin basketball, it has a chance to be the show in town. If we work really hard and get a good product out there and do a good job in the community, I think people can get really excited. And I think there's a lot of spots in the OVC that are like that. And then obviously, you know, you've got your Belmont who in Tennessee State that are in Nashville, but obviously do a great job of attracting people and interest there. So, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty much no-brainer for me, although unbelievably appreciative of my time at Bethune-Cookman. This was, you know, really a great opportunity for our family to just continue, you know, this basketball journey.
Tell us about your staff, man, because that's also key and important to have a great staff around you. Tell us about your staff that you hired. I saw you and made some announcements about this. Tell the listeners here about your staff, man, what they're going to be doing for you.
Yeah, I'm a huge supporter in hiring people that are around you that are better than you. And I think that's why we've been successful is I've been fortunate to have great staffs. So, you know, this year, it's not official, but hopefully, you know, my associate head coach from Bethune-Cookman, Dominic Taylor, hopefully he'll have a chance to get that head job at Bethune-Cookman here in the next couple of days. Hopefully they, you know, get that stuff done. But, you know, so my staff here, I'm fired up for Matt Sly. I've known for 8 years, Tennessee roots in terms of was a junior college coach, was at Missouri State and Kent State. And, you know, we named him associate head coach and man, that dude's big time. Great respect for him as a person. Recruits his tail off, but most importantly, just treats people the right way. And so got Matt Sly, got Denver Cobb that was with me at Bethune-Cookman, also was my college roommate. You want to talk about trust. I mean, that guy, I've known him since I was 10 years old, and he's great on the defensive side, spending some time with Chris Beard and those guys when he was at Texas Tech. And then, you know, the last one is a Memphis native, Tim Pete. and you can't go anywhere without people around here talking about how good he is. And, you know, the funny thing is that whenever we talk to people and they say, what's Tim got to get better? What's the worst thing about him? They say, he's too good. You only have him a year or two. And so he rounds out our staff, and you know, I'm fired up. These dudes come in here early, stay late. And I think they're committed to the process, just like I know I am.
And good news, you'll be able to go on the road in June 1st, so you can't see, you know, get to see some guys there with them, do it on Zoom all the time, and all having to watch film and guys to touch some guys, have some people come to you as well, because come see up there in Martin for you guys, man, because I know it's very important for guys to see the campus as well.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful campus. Like I said, we've got a nice arena, and shoot, man, we can't wait June 1st. Let's get some guys on campus. Let's go see some ball, and let's be safe about it, but let's make it happen.
Man, we do the peace jam a late point. Let me know, man. I'll make sure I come see you, buddy. You know I will, man.
Well, we'll definitely be down there.
Hey, Coach, thank you for your time, Ryan. Talk to you real soon, buddy. And I will see you soon because you're close to me now. I can come see you real soon, buddy.
Let's do it, man. I can't wait. Can't wait to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
It's time, buddy. Be good now.
All right, my man. We'll see you.
See you now.